yesterday in regards to that goal and saying that you can't let this kind of stuff creep into the game for the protection of the goaltenders. From a player's perspective, with all the confusion that's happening around that goaltender interference, is there a feeling that maybe the refs across the league aren't doing what they need to do to protect the goaltender?
You know, it's a tough position to be in, obviously, for the refs. I mean, I think there was a lot called throughout the first half of the year, and then it started trying to find out what that line is of what's acceptable and what's not. I mean, in my opinion, you know, you do have to protect the goalies, especially in a play where, you know, you're getting a stick broken over your mask. I mean, that's pretty dangerous, and you know, it's a tough call, but it's something that all we want is consistency, obviously, as players. But at the end of the day, you do need to protect those guys, and you know, maybe a goal, you know, gets called off or things like that here and there. But I think you err on the side of protecting those goalies.
How are you and the rest of the players feeling about that play today? Have you parked it, or is it pretty hard to park that one?
You just got to move on. I mean, you know, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, as soon as the puck was dropped right afterwards, there's nothing you can do about the goal. So, you know, it'll get talked about just based on, you know, some of the controversy going on with goalie interference calls and stuff like that for the next couple of days. But there's nothing you can do about it now as players. You know, the game's over and we have to focus on Colorado tomorrow. So, yeah, you just got to move on. The sun came up today and we thought we had a pretty good practice and just move on.
Do you guys have conversations about what they could do to narrow down that rule, give it more clarity like you guys are looking for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've kind of been talking about it, you know, over the last couple of months, but I think, you know, there's times where there might be a little bit of a bump or things like that, or an incidental contact where, you know, the guy's battling for a puck in the crease and maybe gets in the goalie's way. I mean, you know, those things I think are okay, but at the same time, when there's a, you know, a play like what happened last night, I mean, I think that's a pretty dangerous play. You know, if Helly flops down and everything, I don't know if it goes another way. That's not the type of guy he is, but, you know, thankfully he's okay, I guess, and, you know, you do have to err on the side of safety for those guys.
Would you say, then, that, yeah, it is kind of confusing right now what constitutes goalie interference?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty confusing throughout the league. I mean, I'm sure if you asked honestly some of the guys on Vegas, I'm not sure if they would have thought it would have counted. Some of them might have, you know. I think coaches, you make that call and you really don't know which way it's going to go, which night, any call. So it's definitely been confusing, but, you know, at the same time, as a player, you can't do anything about it. You just have to turn the page the next shift and get back to work and move on. I mean, every team in the league at some point during the season feels like they've got a call or two against them, and, you know, that's just the adversity you have to deal with in sports. I mean, not every call is going to be perfect, so, you know, you can talk about it, talk about how you want to improve the call or fix the rule or things like that, but every single team in the league has had incidents where they feel it's gone the wrong way and wasn't the proper call, but there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to move on and deal with that.
Josh, have you had a chance to look back at the video from overtime and figure out yet how that puck didn't go in the net?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. I didn't see the overhead angle, but, you know, I don't know how it goes off the post and sort of comes out on the angle it did. I mean, I was messing around with it at practice today and it went in every time. So, I mean, if that's any consolation, but yeah, it was just tough. I mean, we had a couple good chances in the goal mouth in the overtime there, and, you know, they battled hard to keep it out, and it's just the way it goes.